I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. 11:30 this morning, 1 hour from now, Will Brinson, CBS Sports Eye on NFL blog, will be with us. We'll bounce around the league with him. A lot of quarterback news, including in Jacksonville, where it looks like Blake Bortles is being supplanted by Chad Henne in the preseason dress rehearsal. Normally, what you do in the third week of the preseason is what you do in week one of the regular season. And that is why it looks like DeShone Kizer is going to start for the Cleveland Browns over Brock Osweiler, who apparently not ready to Brock like that video that they
are out. Not ready to Brock, which means check down and miss open receivers and fall down like a sack of potatoes off the back of a truck.
I am ready to Mayweather McGregor, though. Saturday night's the big fight. I got people coming over to the house to watch. I'm not really sure how many people I'm anticipating. I texted a bunch of buddies. We're probably going to have to do it at two levels. The issue with having a fairly small townhouse when you have people over, you came to my Christmas party, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people all over the house. I mean, you just got some in the basement, some in the living room. So you could be there for an hour and a half and not see everyone that's there.
I'm about to drop to really delve into this to go deep into like floor plans and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's what I've learned. The compromise for my wife and I is a lot of HGTV as an offset for sports because I can't handle any Bravo shows and that network should be canceled instantaneously.
HGTV is a great channel.
So I've learned that it's when people talk about flow and entertaining, not flow from Progressive, but I mean flow in terms of a house. You don't have a great entertaining flow house, if that makes any sense.
No.
And it's not a criticism, it's just where we are. I have an even worse in my little tiny condo. But the general feeling is you need that giant open floor plan, and there needs to be a room where more than, say, 10 or 11 people can gather. That's right. An entertaining flow house.
So my layout, you walk in basically into the living room, kitchen's back
right
behind
there.
It.
Yeah.
So you can hang out in the kitchen around the food, and I do have a big open kitchen, which is great. But there is not a TV in that area where you could watch the fight. Now, it's going to be loud enough that someone could sit in there and listen as they're eating or whatever. The living room has love seat, couch. I mean, that's going to be probably a dozen or so in that area. Pull out some chairs and kind of sit around the room. You could have people sit on the floor, and you could get a crew in there. The basement is kind of the wheelhouse for sport watching.
Mm-hmm.
You've been down in my basement where I've got all the bobbleheads and the bookshelves and everything on the wall. It's pretty cool. I got two big leather recliners that are essentially electronic and, like, go back to the point where you can, like, lay on a flight that's going cross-country. The other thing, though, is I've got a handful of chairs I can kind of spread around. So those two rooms have to do the heavy lifting. My upstairs in my house is just two bedrooms. It's you walk up, and at the top of the steps is basically you go in one door to a bedroom or you go in the other door to a bedroom. There's no area to hang out.
Those are your choices.
To speak of.
You just listed them.
So that's what we're working with. Allison asked yesterday, what kind of food are we trying to do? I wasn't really sure. I told her I want to do just a lot of phenomenal finger foods.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do a lot of kind of greasy, fried appetizer type options.
Sure.
She's very concerned about that from an EMP-180 weight loss standpoint.
Rightfully so.
But I don't have to eat that stuff. You know, I could eat cucumbers and, you know, I could do meatballs or whatever. So she'll probably make me some EMP-friendly buffalo wings with some Frank sauce, which I'm excited about.
Can you please at least, even though I disapprove of this entire gathering, can you at least do the Paulson, please?
I'd like to do a Paulson. I think I probably will do a Paulson.
That's all I ask.
Just a red Solo cup with meatballs?
And if you want to just, you can either text me that picture. We're Snapchat buddies. You can Snapchat me that photo.
I'll take care of you.
It'll be a nice little treat the following morning.
Are you
morning.
Coming Saturday?
No, not at all. I'll be
Have
so
I invited
drunk.
You?
I think we discussed whether or not it would be appropriate to invite me, and I told you, thank you in advance, no need to.
Okay, I want you to come.
That's nice of you. Thank you very much. Yeah. I will be hammered from the Junkies summer dress party, face down, passed out, with my wife standing over me, so annoyed.
Really?
Yeah, that will be the plan.
What about the fight you're going to miss?
Yeah, just zero concern about it. It shouldn't be taking place. You're all suckers. You deserve to lose the money that you're going to lose on it. And I'm not interested in it at all. So I will be coming down off one of the all-time highs. That's probably
it is going to be a good day overall because we are going to be at the summer dress party from 4 to 7 at Whitlow's in Arlington. Hopefully you guys are coming out to that. That's going to be a blast. And we'll leave there just in time to go get some food. Maybe I'll go to Cava. Maybe I'll do a bowl.
Ooh.
Then I'll go home. I will get ready to have everyone over. We'll watch the fight, and then we'll wake up on Sunday and get ready for Redskins-Bengals preseason football. This is going to be such an awesome sports weekend.
It's a good weekend.
I'm so excited about this weekend.
It's a good one.
Now, you're looking a gift horse in the mouth here because you have no interest or excitement in Mayweather-McGregor.
Correct.
Let's poll our listening audience and open up the phones at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Who's watching the fight and how? That's what I want to know. What are your plans for Saturday night? Are you, and you can call and tell me you're Danny Ruye-ing this thing and you're just completely neglecting it and pretending like it's not happening. Perhaps you'll be asleep. Perhaps you'll be face down drunk from a Saturday afternoon activity.
That's me.
Maybe you're going to be sitting at home watching TV and you still don't care enough to order the fight. You can tell us. Or are you going somewhere? Are you watching with a buddy? Are you going to be one of the rare few that I'm jealous of that's going to be in a movie theater watching this thing?
Mm.
Are you going out to a sports bar? How much is the cover? 800-636-1067. Danny, we are only 3 days away. Remember when this news broke a few months ago and it felt like it was never going to happen? Just August 26th was like some date 9 years out. It's August 24th now.
When is the rematch going to get scheduled? Because there's some sort of weird controversial ending in this one, and they're going to have to do it all over again to make another $100 million each. When do you think that's going to be? Is that going to be far away or soon?
I'm not sure that there will be a rematch. It depends on caliber of fight. I don't think the fight's going to be good enough to warrant a rematch.
Hmm.
You have to actually have a fight that people would be willing to see twice. There is a reason why McGregor and Mayweather are doing this. It's to make money.
Yes.
But there's a reason why, in the same situation where they're trying to make money, Pacquiao and Mayweather could have made money a second time. No one wanted to see that fight again. It was a terrible fight.
Interesting. It's a good case by you.
So there was no rematch. There will not be a rematch to this. I really believe that. Unless it's a great fight. If it goes 12 rounds and both guys are landing punches and exchanging blows, yeah, they'll fight again. Guess what? There's a 0% chance that happens.
I think there's going to be, I now am in the conspiracy camp where there's going to be some sort of controversial ending where they'll like award the win to Mayweather, to McGregor or something stupid because it'll, again, this is a pro boxer against the non-pro
boxer.
That
would ruin Floyd Mayweather's 49-0.
Yeah. So, and I think then they'll sort of like try to defend it and get out of it. Then they'll rematch again. So they all get to make another $100 million. The payday's too good for these guys not to do this again. And there are too many scumbags, too much impropriety. Because now it's like the MMA world is a little bit more, because Dana White regulates everything. Boxing is just a collection of crooks at this stage. And nothing is unified. Nothing makes any sense. They want to make sure that if a first belt happens or a first fight happens and it's a controversial ending, it means everyone will tune in for the second one. It's just theater in the worst way. That's what I think is now going to happen.
Here's
I'm
how
not
the
convinced.
Fight's going to go. McGregor is going to be very aggressive, particularly early, trying to land a big blow. He's going to get caught a couple times being overly aggressive. He's not actually going to be able to square up or land anything major on Mayweather. Story of Mayweather's career.
Mm-hmm.
This fight will go the duration. It's going to be very boring from the middle rounds on, I think. And ultimately, by decision, unanimously, Floyd Mayweather will win the fight. And it will be very uninteresting in general. Now, it's a thing that I'm happy to buy. Frankly, I want my friends over. I want to watch it. This is a circus. And I go see Barnum and Bailey at George Mason University's Eagle Bank Arena every time it's there. So I'm pumped for it. It's going to be a great sports weekend. Fantasy football draft Friday night. This event Saturday night after Junkie Summer Dress Party. Redskins Bengals Sunday. Doesn't get a whole lot better than that. How and where are you watching? Or if you're not, why not? 800-636-1067. That is the question. Couple of days away from Mayweather McGregor on Grant and Danny.
Here's where there's no question, GP. There's no question that your life can be made better thanks to our friends at Window Nation. It's happened. I got a tax credit. My apartment is more comfortable. I pay less in utility bills every single month. It also looks great, by the way. I've added value to the home. I love Window Nation. You guys will too. Now is the time. It's the back to school sale. You get two free windows for every two you buy. You buy four, you get four. You get the math. There's no limit. Plus, how about this? 0% interest. That's 0% interest until 2019. Basically free money for 18 months. And for extra credit, how about a $500 Amazon gift card for free when you purchase a house of windows?
Looking forward to Window Nation putting windows in your home. You know why? Because you're my friend. You listen to this program and your life's going to get better based on their product. Mine did. Danny's did. 65,000 homes have benefited. 866-90-NATION. Nobody does windows better. 866-90-NATION, one of the five best remodelers in the country, according to Remodeling magazine. 0% interest until 2019. That Amazon gift card up to $500. Buy two, get two. You got to hit up Window Nation, boys and girls.
WindowNation.com, 866-90-NATION. Tell them Grant and Danny sent you. Window Nation for your home and ours, because it's where you live.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.